This afternoon, a prominent case involving pop singer Britney Spears will be back in front of a judge at Los Angeles Superior Court. It's about her conservatorship, which for 13 years has given her little legal control over her life. Last month, Spears pleaded with a judge to end that. And today's hearing involves multiple sets of requests related to her future. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkis has been untangling the pileup of petitions.
Judge Brenda Penny will hear requests from Spears' current lawyer, the singer's mother, and the caretaker who looks after Spears' well-being, as well as from a company that had signed on to help take care of her finances. Lawyer Samuel D. Ingham III was appointed to the singer's case in 2008 when she first went into the conservatorship. In court last month, Spears accused him of not telling her that she could ask for the conservatorship to end. He's now asking the court to allow him to resign. Similarly, a wealth management company called Bessemer Trust that was supposed to help look after her finances is also asking to withdraw. Two other requests are aimed at mapping out what happens next, whether Britney Spears can hire a new lawyer herself, or if perhaps the court should appoint someone else to help her with that process. Nina Cohn, a professor at Syracuse University who specializes in elder law, says that competing interests are almost inevitable.
Part of what goes along with fame is fortune, and certainly fortune does play a role in this type of situation, because where there is a lot of money at stake, there may be a feeling that there is more reason to step in and protect the individual.
What many fans and rights advocates are most hoping to see, though, that the singer will be able to terminate the conservatorship that has dictated her life, career, and fortune for the past 13 years, is likely still a ways away. Anastasia Tsiolkis, NPR News, New York.